Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 32. The Reverend Dr. Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 32. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and set them across the stream, and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Not again. Another night of restlessness and distress. Questions in the mind like, was it wise to be combative and quarrelsome with the one that I love? Was it wise to cheat someone I was supposed to protect, honor, and obey? Why didn't I trust God and his care for me, rather than trusting in the words of a deceptive or misguided person? What have I done to deserve this? Why is life so difficult? Why won't God give me what I have so longed for? Is this Jacob? Or does this sound like many nights in your life, whether recently or over the many days God has given you? You might know well the plight of Jacob in our reading today, lying in bed, tossing and turning, wrestling. You may not wrestle physically with the Almighty God, but you wrestle with the struggles of life. You wrestle with God and the truth of his word shown into the darkness of your sinful life. You might wrestle with the ravages of how others have mistreated you, or how you have mistreated others. You might wrestle with how you haven't received what you wanted or what you thought you deserved. These times of wrestling are tough times in life. These times make us wish we could go back in time and make things different and behave differently. The times might make us think that there is something wrong with our faith, and in the middle of these trials, we often lose sight of the truth made known to Jacob. God works mercifully and blesses us in the middle of life's struggles. Jacob had lied about his name and deceived his father. He had mistreated his brother and took advantage of him. He had fled his home, fallen in love, and started a life for himself. And now he was returning to face the brother whom he thought would want to destroy him. Jacob had experienced God's blessings and in the middle of great struggle. In the gospel reading for this past Sunday from Mark, Peter gives his confession that Jesus is the Christ. Others were saying Jesus was John the Baptist, Elijah, or one of the prophets, but the Holy Spirit emboldened Peter to confess the truth that Jesus is the Christ. But in the next account, Peter rejects Jesus' teaching that he must suffer many things and be killed and raised again. Peter rebuked Jesus. He wrestled with and rejected the words of Jesus. He wrestled with the truth that his friend and teacher would have to suffer such things for his sin and the sin of others. Peter could not imagine this hard life and death for Jesus. He would not allow this to happen to Jesus, who had given him so much, nor could the Christ, the Almighty One, be meant to live and die in such a way. Like Peter, when struggle enters our life, when things do not go as planned, when we become disappointed in life, Satan can tempt us to question whether or not we truly believe, or to whether or not this God is the one we want to believe in. In the middle of these trials, we often lose sight of the truth made known to Jacob and Peter. God works mercifully and blesses us in the middle of life's struggles. For Jesus had told his disciples what the Christ, the chosen one, must do. And Jesus faithfully did all his Father sent him to do. Jesus lowered himself to earth and wrestled with the devil in the desert to compassionately heal those who strove against infirmities, to turn away the tempter in the Garden of Gethsemane. He lowered himself to take on the sin of the whole world so the evil foe cannot divide us. Jesus, our Savior, wrestled with death, and more than wrestled, he triumphed over sin and won victory over death and the deceiver. In Jesus' gracious struggle, he gives victory to those who trust in him, even in struggle. His faithfulness that gives us salvation and protection that will never separate us from him. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it." As God's people, he gives us his word to see our struggles differently. Disciples of Jesus do not live a life of glory now. In the suffering of this world, we carry the cross of Jesus. As with Jacob, Peter, and so many more in the cloud of witnesses, our struggles are met with God's faithfulness and grace. Jacob would still have to live a life of struggle, even wrestling with God, and through it all, God was faithful, and God kept his promises. And in those sleepless nights for us, in those times of struggle, by God's gift of faith, our weary eyes look to Jesus. Our thoughts and cares find their rest in him who has won the victory. Jesus suffered, and we received his blessing of forgiveness, life, and salvation. These are our blessings forever. In our current day, we know the physical, the emotional, and mental marks our bodies and mind endure and display because of sin. But none of these can touch the blessing that Jesus gives us. May he grant us strength to believe that God works mercifully and blesses us in the middle of life's struggles. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chelsea Irwin, who serves the Lord in the Czech Republic. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.